JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Magazines? Have you been hiding bosom rags from me?
Trying to.
These magazines are from before we were married. Maybe you should throw them away.
But I need them for the articles.
The articles, eh? So, you wouldn't mind if I cut out all the erotic nudes?
Of course not. Why would I want to look at a nude woman I'm not even married to?
Okay, here's your precious articles.
Thanks, Marge. I can't wait to read about sport fishing with Sonny Jurgensen. Oh, ho, ho. What man would want you know?
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting Butterball Naked, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right. And tape, of course, because yesterday was Redskins Hall of Fame quarterback Sonny Jurgensen's birthday.
71.
Sonny's been on the show, and he'll be on in just a moment.
Good.
But first, let's get an update on the teeth of Bobby Mailman.
Hallelujah.
He's going to have them all yanked out tomorrow.
Very excited.
Let's welcome now Dr. J. Samuels, who is here to give us the Robert the Mailman tooth update. Hello, Doc.
Hello there, sir.
We're doing great.
How are you?
I hope you were doing as well. Can you tell us how many teeth tomorrow in totality you will be pulling from Robert Mailman's mouth?
We're going to pull about 10 teeth.
Right.
Wow.
About 5 on the upper, 5 on the lower.
And he'll have how many, I don't even know how many he has in his head right now, but how many will he have remaining after that?
He'll have, about 15.
Oh.
Robert the Mailman.
So a good number of teeth.
He'll have roughly half.
He'll have roughly half, yeah.
More than we thought. Well, now, I would assume that most of the teeth you're pulling are in the front.
They're all in the front.
They're all in the front.
He's losing that and losing a lot of bone, which makes his teeth kind of stick out.
Wow. Oh, boy. Oh, dear. And so the molars are in pretty good shape, Don?
They're not in great shape, but I think putting them through like 20, 25 extractions would be a little much. So we're going to do it in stages. But
yeah. Oh, so the teeth that are remaining, they're not all going to stay for long.
Probably not.
So those 15 should not really settle down and think that they've got it made.
No, not at all.
They shouldn't start making roots.
I guess if you pull 25 teeth in one day, that's quite a trauma for the body.
That's
right?
A bad
day.
Yeah,
I don't know if we'd see him again.
What time is the surgery scheduled for tomorrow, Doctor?
A little after 2, about 2:15 or 2:30.
And, we want to thank Dr. J. Samuels.
2:30.
2:30.
I like that.
Tooth hurdy. We want to thank Dr. J. Samuels, who is supplying all of this to us.
Yeah, it's a great thing to do for Robert.
And my pleasure.
And Robert's, what? You know what, Buzz?
What?
You're being just like Beth Ann now.
I'm sorry.
You like that, Mike? I want to mention that we do have pictures. Yeah. Mike gave me that look like, yeah. Yeah, I like that. We've got pictures of Robert's teeth from the old website, and once we get the pictures of the new teeth, we will put the old pictures back up on our new website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Yes, Buzz, you were saying.
Question for the doctor. He said he's missing a lot of bone or losing a lot of bone in his jaw, I guess. What are you doing about that?
Oh, we're gonna shave it down. We're gonna remove it. I'll take some pictures and give you guys some good Corey pictures.
Oh, good. Wow. So when's he coming to see us? That's what is he actually coming in?
I think on Friday. He's coming in on Friday.
And will he be, he'll be probably still in a reasonable amount of pain, won't he?
He could be a little sore.
Well, you know what that means? That means
Joe.
Joe suddenly is going to really side him. Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I want all three. Hello, my friend.
What kind of meds you got? You really don't need all those.
Will he have some sort of dentures to wear when he comes to see us on Friday, or will they be irritating the incisions or anything?
No, it actually helps keep everything in check, so we're going to put him in right away and let him go out.
How long before we can fix him a nice plate of celery and carrots?
Corn on the cob.
Oh, I didn't guarantee that he could actually chew it, these.
Oh, fantastic. Is there any particular celebrity whose teeth you duplicated to put in his mouth?
I believe the originals, though. Rin Tin Tin.
Vince Lombardi.
The originals, I can't tell you. The new ones look a little... oh my gosh! I could pick anybody. They're just so beautiful.
Oh, good to hear. That's wonderful, Doc.
Like, are they Osmond teeth? I could say, I would say,
they're beautiful teeth.
For me, the Osmonds are the Cadillac of teeth. I mean, if you say, nicest compliment anybody could ever give me, I've never been given, it would be, wow, those are Osmond teeth.
He's one of the Osmond brothers.
Oh, that's great. I've always been partial to Matt Dillon and Something About Mary.
I always get, if I ask people to rate my teeth, should I be concerned that they always say Charlie Daniels?
Maybe a little.
That's a little worrisome right there. Yeah. All right, Doc. Well, listen, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Will you have to put Robert under for this?
We're gonna numb him up pretty well, but he's going to be coherent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'll be a first.
I hope he doesn't wear his idiotic Los Angeles Lakers uniform in tomorrow. I hope he at least dresses.
His purple onesie.
It's going to be a purple onesie.
He's got like this Dan skin thing that if Star Jones was a Laker girl, she would wear in the games. This thing is just...
And it hangs off him.
Goddamn ridiculous. It really is.
It's not pleasant.
All right, Doc.
All right,
well,
thank you.
Good luck. Godspeed.
Okay, talk to you soon.
And we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Dr. J. Samuels.
And he's the nice dentist that's taking care of Robert.
Wow.
TCR.
So tomorrow, everybody, it'll happen. We'll hear from them after the surgery.
Right.
And Friday, Robert will be in with his brand-new Osmond teeth.
And you heard that he'll have 15 left. But they're not going to be there for long.
They're not long for this world.
So the reason he's not pulling them all.
It's because it's, you can't pull.
Too much trauma.
You can't pull 30 teeth in one setting. Unless you're in that Dustin Hoffman movie.
I thought maybe some of his molars were in good shape. No, they're all going to go eventually.
No, I got the same feeling as well that maybe it was just the front ones that were bad.
I thought he needed to leave a couple to fasten to.
Yeah. No, obviously, even though he's got this partial extraction, he still doesn't want to be chewing on any foil anytime soon.
Robert the Mailman.
His mouth is like a submarine, and they've got to sleep in shifts.
There he
just
is.
Move him in, move him out.
Ooh, hold on a second.
Hello, Don.
Oh, hey, Sonny.
How are you?
You know,
it's my birthday.
Are you pissed because we made you wait?
Well, I don't like to wait. I was outside. I asked your producer for my favorite food.
What's that?
Hot dog. I don't like you.
Well, I like you, Sonny.
I don't like anybody here. Don't you understand? I'm HOF. Why am I sitting out there in the lobby?
Because we had to talk to Robert's dentist.
I know, Don. Why didn't you mention my teeth? Look at these.
These are fantastic. And they're tasty.
Where's my Segway scooter? I don't know.
You know, it's not often, I want to say this, it's not often that you see a pair of wooden teeth.
You made me late. I was waiting out in your lobby. Now I'm going to be late for my dinner date at my favorite restaurant.
What's that?
I was going down to, I'm going down to Morton's to have a piece of beef. Looking forward to it, Don. Here's an SJ9.
Okay, so Sonny Jurgensen is
hello, Don.
A Hall of Fame.
How are you?
Football player. He's an announcer for the Redskins here. We've known him. We've had him on the show.
Steak. Well done. Extra sauce. Thank you. Very bored. Do you have any toys I can play with, like a Segway scooter?
What do you
that
think?
I could ride up and down your hallways?
What do you think about the good old Washington Redskins this year?
I don't like them.
Why?
No, I think the Redskins are trying. I think these are tough times. They're having a very difficult time, you know, with their ownership situation. And I think as long as the owner stays in place.
What's it like kissing his ass all the time?
Oh, I don't kiss his ass, Don.
Come on, yes you do, Sonny.
He asked me for counsel. Just the other day, he was sitting on my lap, and I was telling him, I said, Dan, excuse me, Mr. Snyder, he corrected me.
Yes.
I said, you've really got to back off. Try to relax a little bit. Come down to my Chateau Relaxo. Enjoy yourself. Oh, I tell you.
How about Larry?
Larry? I don't like him.
Yeah, well, now we've established you don't like anybody,
I like
Sonny.
Frank. I don't like Larry.
Well, you don't like Larry? Why? See, Frank's the guy that had the job.
Frank would always be able to be a good communicator between me and Sam.
See, yeah, Frank was
but
the
now, unfortunately, I've got Larry. And Larry just thinks about Larry.
See, Frank used to be the play-by-play guy. He was replaced by a guy named Larry.
I don't care for him.
And you don't like Larry?
He's a climber.
What do you mean he's a climber?
He's a climber. He wants to climb up the ladder. He doesn't want to take the time to really pay attention to what he's doing.
What
he's
about
too busy doing politicking. And I don't like the politicking.
What about
makes
that?
Me want to eat pizza.
What about that ladder that you've been climbing? Or I shouldn't say climbing. I should say that, like that motorized thing that they put on stairs. The thing that you've been climbing up to to Dan Snyder's bung.
I'm not doing that, Don.
His bungalow.
He respects me, Don. That's what he does. He respects me. Sonny. He respects me and he asks for my counsel. That's what Sonny does. I walk around the park and I've got my cigars, and little Danny will come up to me and say, Sonny, what do you think of this rookie? And I'll say, hold on a second. Then I'll hop on my Segway scooter and I'll ride out to the rookie and I'll check him out. And then I'll go back to Danny, and I'll tell him what I think. That's all it is, Don. Larry pokes fun at Sam, too, which I'm not fond of.
Mm. Oh, does he bring up the whole mental thing?
Sam is a good man. I've worked with Sam a long time, and they broke up the family. And I wish they hadn't broken up the family.
When I get rid of Frank.
Next thing you know, they'll put somebody in between me and George.
Did you hear that movie that they made about your guy? It's a movie called I Am Sam.
I Am Sam.
You ever seen that?
Is that about Sam Huff?
Yes. This is Sam Huff.
You know, Don, he was the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL.
I'm well aware of that. I'm also aware
of the time. Is it time for me to go?
Almost. I'm also aware of the time that you accidentally took his meds.
I would certainly think that when a man from the Hall of Fame comes on your radio show, you would provide him with some food. What and time? There's not a spread in here.
What do you want, a hot dog?
A bagel would suffice, some cream cheese,
hot dog. How about
celery sticks.
How about some of the brownies that are sent in by the loyal Redskins listeners?
I don't want sweets, Don. I want chili con queso. Is that a way you could get me some of that cheese whiz dip with the little pieces of chili in it? I tell you, Sam was here, he'd be protesting as much as I am. Why don't you provide food? I want a hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog now.
Hot dog.
Oh, I miss you, Sam. I wish Sam did the interview with me. He can deal with you guys. I don't like you. You're always creating trouble.
That's been established.
I'm 71 now. I speak my mind.
Okay, then let's
talk. How about some toys to play with? Do you have a PlayStation for me? Something I could occupy my time with. I'm very bored with this interview. Then you asked me about Sam. Great linebacker, lousy pharmacist.
What about that time you took his meds?
I passed out, Don.
Wow.
Sam had powerful drugs. And I thought because I was feeling poorly and I had flu-like symptoms that I would take Sam's medication.
Hmm.
And unfortunately, Don, when I took Sam's medication, I collapsed.
That's a true story.
I collapsed, maybe I tell you. How about just an Etch-A-Sketch? Something now, to occupy my time. I get bored easily.
I know you don't want to talk about Dan Snyder.
I know you.
Oh,
I know, Rob.
You don't want to talk about Dan Snyder. You don't want to talk about how the Redskins are really doing this year.
I know him.
Yeah.
You know what we could talk about?
He does the announcements of the game.
That's right.
Have you heard the story about Randy Moss?
Randy Moss saying
that he smokes weed?
I don't approve.
I know, but back in the day.
I tell you, back in the day, well, there was a time.
Did you ever?
With Randy?
No, back in the day.
I remember there were a couple of occasions when I think perhaps I had a marijuana cigarette with Otto Graham. A long, long time ago, I believe we were doing that. And there was that time that I got involved in some sort of hallucinogens with Homer Jones. That was a long time ago, though, Don. A very, very long time ago.
That's right.
I remember Chris Hamburger spiked my iced tea one time. He said it was heroin. Those were the good old days. There's nothing like smoking a fatty with Norm Van Brocklin. Those were the fine days. I was number 9. Yeah. Yes, sirree. We had good times. Sunnier days, Don.
Good times.
Great times. I tell you, I did do a bit of weed with certain players if they'd provide it. I remember Norm Sneed provided me with a particularly long cigarette filled with Mary Jane.
Sneed.
Yeah, right.
At the same time, Roman Gabriel and I dropped acid at the Fillmore East. Big fun.
You ever do uppers with Lombardi?
Oh, amphetamines?
Yes.
Vince had them in his desk. He had a candy jar filled with them. And he said, now apply yourself to the task at hand, but before you do this, take a handful of these. And I floated out onto that field. I could throw 45 yards,
wow,
a strike, right in the breadbasket of whatever receiver. Those were wonderful sunnier days. I would ride around, and now I'm confessing that all I do is ride around in my Segway scooter, or I ride around Redskins Park in an open car. It's big fun. I spent 2 weeks making love to Grace Slick, stoned out of my gourd.
I'll tell you, right now it was fun.
Been around.
Those were great days. Why did you have to bring up all these memories? It doesn't make me look good around the Washington public. I'm revered
people
as an
you.
Elder statesman football people player and are. A quality broadcaster. Now George is going to ask me all about my drug use.
Let's talk about George.
George.
Let's talk about George.
Now there's somebody who can smoke a fatty.
Now what's up with his hair?
It's orange one day, brown the next, and then just a trace of gray. But he's not got lots of it. You want to talk about a comb over? He combs them all over. I said, people know you're going bald, George. Just let it fall out. Don't glue it to your head and try to pretend you've got hair. But he's older than I am.
George Michael's
yes, and I'm 71. Okay. I recall a three-way with Marianne Faithfull and Donovan.
Wow.
Those were sunnier days.
Those were the days.
Man, we had so much fun.
You mean Donovan, the guy who sang Mellow Yellow?
Oh, Mellow Yellow. Great artist. A fine human being.
Sunshine Superman.
Oh, we had so many good times. Hey, and, of course, my drug use tailed off as I got older and I got into broadcast.
He
said last time would have been I did a few Black Beauties with Ron Johnson.
What was it like at Woodstock?
Ah, Woodstock was great. And people knew me from my playing days.
Of course.
They'd say, Sonny, you're not on the football field right now. I said, hush up right now and let me listen to these wonderful artists. I'm listening to Dylan's second set. Big, big times. I'd sign an autograph and then take my clothes off and wallow in the mud as I was listening to Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah.
So you're 71.
71, yes. Feeling old, Don. Joints are creaking.
Yeah.
Not like the old days when I'd take Baez from you know where. Yeah. The bad spot. That's what I did, Don.
Yeah.
I tell you, I thought she was a peach, though. And I'm not talking figuratively. I'm talking literally. That's what the acid did. Uh-huh. Made me think she was a real peach.
I thought she was a peach.
Just because her back was a little fuzzy. She was a groovy lay. Man, those were great. Such a history that people don't know. Maybe I'll write a book about it that won't be filled with all that football jargon. And can I tell you, staff down here at the radio station?
Yeah,
I'm tired of doing the commercials, Don.
Oh, no,
don't like reading the...
That's apparent in your read, Sonny, in the commercials.
Oh,
you
how
sound
many times
bored.
Do you read a copy that says, to be successful, you have to be part of a winning team? Damn it. When I'm quarterbacking the offense, it's just like quarterbacking the car dealership. Shut up. That's and right. Don't give me this old copy. And I'm tired of smelling Steve Johnson's boozy, stale breath each and every day. Sonny, come on this call. Sonny, come on that call with Steve Johnson, who smells like a distillery.
He's the gentleman who works here who we have targeted as a high-functioning...
You know, Don...
Alcoholic.
In the off-season of 1970...
I can't believe I really said that.
High-functioning?
I did. That threw the alcoholic part.
Oh.
It was just a joke, Steve.
Right. Speaking of jokes in the...
Steve's not the guy incidentally with the cloves of garlic.
No.
In the off-season of 1970, I drove Sean Na's tour bus. That was great. Oh, my goodness, could Bowser get the ladies. We had such a great time. You know what gave him the big voice?
What?
His big... Bits and pieces.
Oh. Hey, listen.
Huge,
of that,
Don. Huge.
How many times do you ever see Jim Morrison pull his pants down on stage?
Nothing would ever compare to Dyron Talbert, though. My God. We called him the Anaconda.
Wow.
Spectacular.
What about, you know who I wanted to ask you about?
Sure. Go ahead, Don.
Who's that guy? The guy.
No food has come for Sonny.
The coach of...
Mr. Jurgensen requires caloric sustenance.
The coach of the Cowboys, Tom Landry.
Tom Landry was a maniac. He didn't do the druggies, no, but I'll tell you what he did do.
Right, no.
He liked to play. He liked to play. That whole demeanor with him and the tweed hat and his perfectly manicured look, he was really into the ladies.
Oh, he was?
Yes, yes.
Good for him.
Women of color.
Really?
That's what he preferred.
Good for him.
He truly did. I remember when Mick Jagger came out with that song, Brown Sugar, Tom Landry, liked to fall out. It was fantastic. Sure. I want you to experiment. Once again, George Siegel's on your show again today. We went to the grotto at the Playboy Mansion.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Hef's not my cup of tea.
You know,
he was George Siegel's, though. Oh, I tell you. Birthday.
Just don't bring me Italian food.
Well, listen, happy birthday, Sonny Jurgensen.
Is Cut there the any cheese is farting.
Is there anything else you'd like to get off your chest? Because
I would like your listening audience
very
right
upfront
now,
and
if they could please erase all memories of what I said about this silly drug use. It was a bad time. A bad time in my life, and I didn't like it, Don, and it didn't do me any good. It diminished my skills as a quarterback, but it made me a better broadcaster. It truly did. I want a birthday cake full of Havarti cheese.
Happy birthday, Sonny Jurgensen, yeah. Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Don. Hot dog.
Hot dog.
I got to leave now. Made me late from a restaurant.
Hot dog.
Wow.
He's great.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
Didn't know, though.
Me either.
Nobody did, but
was all those secrets, all those years,
all those other HOFs.
HOF.
Hall of Famers.
Yeah, HOF, and then they write the number that they were, I guess the year they were inducted.
You know, did you know that Jerry Rice's nickname is GOAT?
Why?
Greatest of all time.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
And how Mike. You doing? Hi. Oh. Mike, no, that wouldn't be Mike. That would be Frank. Hey, Frank, make sure you take care of Kathy C.
I do not even get what this is.
Oh, you guys were doing the parodies couple. On the couple.
He wants to play the couples game that we were doing earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, from Mike like and the Beth last Beth. Break.
Yeah.
Frank and Kathy C.
That Mike would be Frank Gifford and Andy.
Oh, okay.
Great, shut up.
Works great.
Shut up.
But wouldn't it be, it would be Frank, right?
Yeah, is this the on hold guy? Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting for Michael Hughes.
You're right with me, I'm sorry.
Yes, this is Robert, the angry mailman. I'm supposed to have my teeth pulled today. Can I speak to the dentist, please?
Sure.
It's upbeat today.
Hi, Ron. This is Ron Jaworski. I'm looking for some weed. Okay, that's the hold music guy. He's like a new regular caller, I guess. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He said with enthusiasm.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Sonny, you sound like Morgan Freeman.
You know, here's the only time that there was a little morphing was on the word time.
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 Morgan Freeman would be more like that.
Time.
Yes, it's the. I suggest you go watch March of the Penguins. That's right.
Hello,
we don't have enough time.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, Nelly, who's number one? But I don't know. He is.
Guy's doing what? Is Keith Jackson? Is that what? Hello.
Hello.
Listen, you got to be accountable now. What's happening?
Traffic is bad. I love Sonny Jurgensen. Oh, my mercy. He was a player.
Hello. Who are you trying to be?
What are you doing, sir?
You know, I would really like to get mad at this guy, but...
Here's the funny thing. It sounds like he might be in his car.
Oh, he is. Absolutely.
Hello?
Where is area code 704? That's calling all cops.
Speaking of acid trips.
Where is 704? Anybody know?
Hold on now.
This guy will just keep making sounds.
Oh, dear.
704. Where would you be listening to the show?
Western North Carolina, including Charlotte.
See, the thing is... He must be listening on the intronet.
That was a private pile sound. That was a private pile sound, like right before Private Pile blows his brains out.
The 704 ain't on the affiliate list.
Well, it's Western North Carolina, including Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, who knows? We could be on in Charlotte and never know it.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Wow.
Bye.
Rough day.
Attention, potential advertisers.
Wow.
If you want to know what you can reach.
That was fabulous.
Go. Good luck.
The Don and Mike listeners are upscale and affluent. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I went and saw that March of the Penguins this weekend. And
hey, excuse me.
Hey, wouldn't you like to say hello to Don?
I'm kidding.
Hi, Don.
I'm only kidding because you said that.
I went and saw that weekend. I kept waiting for Morgan Freeman to say time, and I was going to hope he's going to keep rhyming. It sounded just like you. You do great, man.
Thank you. Does he say time in March of the Penguins?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's a shame.
You could Thanks, say, Mike.
You could say time right now. There's time for a break.
I remember when we were doing the Don and Mike show. I just concluded narrating the fabulous program March of the Penguins. I was asked to fly to Washington, D.C. and walk into the studio and then inform the listeners of the Don and Mike show that we're out of time and it's time for a commercial break. And then Rob went to his notepad and wrote something down. He walked over to me, put it in front of me, and I read it. And it simply said, I have freckles.
The debut of Explain Yourself, that'll be on the other side of this break.
Thank you very much, Don, and thank you for giving me the time.
This is the Don and Mike Show.